What's going to happen with that recount in Virginia? Will this ever be over? To discuss that with us, John Whitbeck, the chair of the Virginia GOP, will be joining us to discuss that. We have a recount court on Wednesday. Yesterday, denied a request to reconsider their decision to count that disputed ballot in the race. That ballot went for Republican David Yancey, which gave us a tie.
Right.
He had been ahead by 10 points. We did a recount on behalf of Democrat Shelley Simons because it was 10 points. I think that's reasonable to do a recount with 10 votes.
Yeah, sure, I'd say so. Okay, that qualifies.
So they do a recount. She comes out ahead by one. So then he says, wait a minute, we need a recount. And they find a ballot. And there's been a picture of this ballot put out there. And I would love to know the owner of that ballot, right? Because the owner of that ballot should be hanging their head in shame because they marked off everything on that ballot.
Yeah.
All right, we're joined now by...
And made it a tie.
Yes, John Whitbeck, who is the chair of the Virginia GOP. John, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So keep us up. Where are we now? We've got this recount request was denied by the recount court. So where do we go from here?
Well, what it was the Democrat in the race had filed a motion to reconsider the ruling of the three-judge panel to count the ballot. And once that occurred, it cleared the way for the State Board of Elections to do the drawing. And in Virginia, when you have an actual tie, at this level, you actually draw names out of a canister, and whoever's name you draw is the winner.
Okay, so now, but the loser has the right to challenge that, correct?
That's right. So the loser of the draw gets to ask for another recount, and we anticipate that both sides would do that if they lose. Now, Shelley Simons, the Democrat, tried to cut a deal yesterday or the day before saying, hey, listen, just agree that whatever happens to the drawing of the canister, we do that, and that person will be the winner. And then when Yancey rejected that, the Republican rejected that, they went public and issued a press release recently saying, you know, it's a shame that Delegate Yancey won't just agree. Well, look, when they appeared to have lost and the law allowed for recount, they requested a recount. The law allows for a recount if we lose the draw, so we should request a recount.
Now, the effect of that, John, is that this will push past January 10th, when the legislature convenes the seating of whoever is going to win this race. And that means that Republicans will be able to name their speaker and all of their leadership in the House of Delegates, right?
That's right. And the Democrats made a tactical error in doing this. They delayed the draw from a few weeks ago in order to raise their challenges and whatnot. Had they not done that, the recount might have actually been done before the session started, and they wouldn't be in this position.
Now, what do you say to Democrats who, in the event that you've got a Democrat win this race, what do you say to Democrats who are going to say, this is unfair? That it's going to be split. We're going to have a split House of Delegates in Virginia. It's unfair that Republicans are going to get control of all of the leadership.
Well, I would direct them to their Democrat leadership who made the tactical error I just talked about. I mean, we would have had this all resolved. We would have known whether it would have been a power sharing or whether we would have been in the majority. Now, because of the Democrats' tactical error, this is where they're at. So, they probably need to talk to Delegate Toscano, the minority leader, and see why he made this decision.
But also in 1998, the Democrats reelected a speaker on the opening day of the session without input from three GOP delegates whose victories hadn't been certified yet. So they weren't allowed to sit. And then the Democrats did it. So they can't really complain now because they set the precedent in 98.
Well, they shouldn't be, but they can and they will.
Right.
So we have no doubt that they're going to say this is unfair. They're going to claim, they'll probably claim that Republicans are a bunch of racist and sexist and all the other things they always call us. But hey, listen, we are following the law. We have always followed the law, and that's how this is going to play out. And if we lose the draw and lose a recount, then Shelley Simons will be the delegate. If not, Delegate Yancey will be reelected, and we certainly hope that's the case.
So whether or not it's Yancey or Simons here, by having control of the leadership in the House of Delegates, this means that Republicans will ultimately get to control the agenda, no?
Yeah, it does. But look, I mean, let's be real. I mean, with a 50-49 or 51-49 majority, Republicans are going to have an opportunity to really show the voters of Virginia that we can work with the other side, and I think and should consider that. I mean, you know, the Democrats and Virginia voters just elected the most extreme 15 new members they've ever had. It's unreal what the bills that are being dropped in the legislature right now. But that doesn't mean there aren't several Democrats that are left over from the old guard that want to work with Republicans to actually do mainstream, Virginia values legislation. And we think we can work with them in the next session. And the extreme 15, well, you know, they'll probably relegate it to, you know, dropping these bills that just are way outside the mainstream of Virginia politics.
All right. So now if we know it's probably going to be disputed and there'll be yet another recount. When is that settled?
Generally speaking, that's a piece of litigation. They appoint a three-judge panel, and once the three-judge panel is appointed, then the three-judge panel sets the court date based on the schedules of the lawyers, the schedule of the judges, and we don't know exactly who the panel will be. It probably will be the same panel, I would imagine. But that timeline is unknown. So basically, the session will start with a 50-49 Republican majority, and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, very interesting. And the fun thing about this is that I'm learning so much about the process. And I think a lot of people didn't know anything about the process. And interesting that it's literally going to be drawn out of a hat.
Hopefully we'll never have to use this knowledge again.
Well, you had to use it in the 90s. So every now and then it does come in handy. John Whitbeck, thank you so much for joining us and clearing this up for us today.
Thank you so much.
It is now 8:23 on WMAL.